Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 29, Part 3. Expressions of Love for Krishna Continued. Madness. Srila Bilva Mangla Thakur prays in his book as follows. Let Srimati Radharani purify the whole world. Because Radharani has surrendered herself completely unto Krishna. And out of her ecstatic love for Krishna, Radha sometimes acted just like an addled, confused, and vague person, and attempted to churn yogurt, although there was no yogurt in the pot. And upon seeing this, Krishna became so enchanted by Radharani that he began to milk a bull instead of a cow. These are some of the instances of insanity or madness in connection with the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that when Krishna entered the poisonous waters of the Yamuna, Srimati Yashoda Devi went insane. Instead of searching for curative herbs, Yashoda began to speak to the trees as if they were snake chanters. With folded hands, Yashoda began to bow down to the trees and asked them, "What is the medicinal herb which can check Krishna's dying from this poisonous water?" This is an instance of insanity caused by some danger. How a devotee can be in a state of insanity because of ecstatic love is described in the 10th canto, 30th chapter, verse 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gayantya uchaya amum eva sangata vichikyur unmatakavad vanad vanam paprachur akashavad antarang bahir bhuteshu santang purushang vanaspatin. The gopis were searching for Krishna throughout the forests of Vrindavana. The gopis were loudly singing the glories of Krishna and wandering from one forest to another in search of Krishna. They knew that Krishna is not only localized, but also all-pervading. Krishna is in the sky. Krishna is in the water. Krishna is in the air. And Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart. Thus, the gopis began to inquire from all kinds of trees and plants about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is an instance of ecstatic madness on the part of the gopis. And similarly, there are symptoms of diseases caused by ecstatic love. This condition is credited by learned scholars as being Mahabhav. And this highly elevated condition is also called Divyonmad or Transcendental Madness. Forgetfulness. When Krishna was absent from Vrindavan and was staying in Mathura, Srimati Radharani sent news to Krishna that his mother, the Queen of Vraja, was feeling such separation from Krishna that there was foam coming from Mother Yashoda's mouth like the foam on the shore of the ocean. And sometimes Yashoda was raising her arms like the waves of the ocean. And because of Mother Yashoda's intense feelings of separation, Yashoda was rolling on the ground, creating a tumultuous roaring sound. And sometimes Mother Yashoda was remaining completely silent like a calm sea. These symptoms of separation from Krishna are called apasmar or forgetfulness, wherein one completely forgets his or her own position and manifests these symptoms in ecstatic love. Another message was once sent to Krishna informing him that after Krishna had killed Kamsa, one of Kamsa's demon friends had gone insane. This demon was foaming at the mouth, waving his arms, and rolling upon the ground. This demoniac demonstration is in relationship with Krishna in a ghastly humor. This mellow or flavor is one of the indirect relationships with Krishna. The first five kinds of relationships are called direct, and the other seven are called indirect. So some way or other, this demon must have had some relationship with Krishna, because these symptoms developed when he heard that Krishna had already killed Kamsa. Srila Rupa Goswami remarks that there is also a transcendental excellence in this kind of symptom. Disease. When Krishna was absent from Vrindavan and was staying at Mathura, some of Krishna's friends thus informed him, "Dear Krishna, because of their separation from you, the inhabitants of Vraja are so afflicted that they appear to be diseased. Their bodies are feverish and they cannot move properly. They are simply lying down on the ground, breathing heavily." And in the 10th canto, 12th chapter, verse number 44 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Suta Goswami says, "Itangsma prishta sattu bhadarayanas tatsmaritananta hritakilendriya krishtrat punar labda bahir drishi shanai pratyahatang bhagavatokta moktama." Maharaj Parikshit asked about Lord Ananta, and upon hearing this question, Shukadeva Goswami began to show symptoms of collapsing. Yet, Shukadeva checked himself and answered King Parikshit's question in a mild voice. "This collapsing condition is described as a feverish state resulting from ecstatic pleasure." And there is another statement in Srimad Bhagavatam telling of the damsels of Vraja meeting Krishna at the sacred place of Kurukshetra many years after their childhood pastimes. And when they met in that sacred place, all the gopis became stunned by the occurrence of the solar eclipse. Their breathing, blinking of the eyes, and all similar activities suddenly stopped, and they stood before Krishna just like statues. So this is another instance of a diseased condition resulting from exuberant transcendental pleasure. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 29, Part 3, Further Expressions of Love for Krishna, recorded March 22, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.